Israel is not the only U.S. ally on the offensive right now. Pakistan has also mounted a military operation that U.S. officials are monitoring closely. Pakistani forces are going after militants near the country's strategic border with Afghanistan. That's led to the closing of the main supply route for U.S. troops in Afghanistan. American military commanders are considering opening new supply routes elsewhere in the region, but for now, the one through the Khyber Pass between Pakistan and Afghanistan is key. Author and journalist Ahmed Rashid is in Lahore, Pakistan. The Khyber Pass, he says, is a dangerous and difficult route for Western convoys.
It is a very narrow pass, about 30, 40 miles long, very winding, climbing upwards. It's very difficult terrain, and the pass itself is flanked by very high, rugged mountains in which it is very easy for militants to hide and shoot down on these convoys.
Well, what do you make of the fact that Pakistan has now, as of today, closed the Khyber Pass? This is one of the, again, one of the two major supply arteries that carries provisions from Pakistan to Afghanistan. What do you make of the fact that Pakistan has closed it?
Well, I think it's about time. I mean, they've closed it in order to carry out a military operation. I think NATO will be pleased that it's finally happening. And we've had reports that there have been helicopter gunships in action, shooting at militant redoubts. And they're trying to clear the road and the adjoining mountainsides, going all the way up the pass to the border with Afghanistan, clearing the way, and presumably they're going to guard the way now so that these convoys can travel.
Well, why is it happening now? I mean, this is something that sounds like it will help the U.S. effort, help the NATO effort in Afghanistan. You say it's about time. Why is it happening now of all times, especially when we know that Pakistani forces have been removed from the area and brought to the border with India because of the concerns in India around the Mumbai bombings? So why is Pakistan doing this now?
Well, first of all, we haven't seen such an intensity of attacks as we've seen in the last month or so. Something like 300 container trucks have been destroyed. So the Taliban and Al-Qaeda are certainly carrying on a very decisive and a very strong winter offensive, both in Afghanistan and on the Pakistani side of the border. And I think they're doing that in part because they are fearful that 30,000 American troops are coming. A lot of this material that was going into Afghanistan in these convoys is construction material to build barracks and housing for these new troops. If they can delay the construction, that means the troops may be delayed and they get more of a chance to continue taking more territory. So I think they, the Taliban, have made a very strategic decision here to continue the winter offensive, ambushes, etc., inside Afghanistan. So this is really an all-out campaign by the militants to try and overthrow the Pakistani state. And I think finally the army has understood this.
Well, as we approach the new year now, it's going to be new year, the new year there before it is the new year here. But I wonder, Ahmed Rashid, if you could look ahead to U.S.-Pakistan relations under the helm of new leaders, a new leader sworn in September there in Pakistan, one coming in just a matter of weeks here in the United States. How would you describe right now U.S. relations with the very pivotal nation of Pakistan?
Well, I think they remain very tense. The new offensive by the Americans in Afghanistan in the spring and the arrival of the new troops is certainly going to up the ante by the Taliban and Al-Qaeda also. And so you're going to have double pressure on Pakistan. You're going to have pressure from the Americans to do more to help the American offensive in Afghanistan. And you're going to have, I think, more attacks by the Taliban and Al-Qaeda on the army inside Pakistan.
All right. Thank you very much. Speaking to us from Lahore, Pakistan, Ahmed Rashid, writer for the Far Eastern Economic Review and author of many books, including his latest, Descent into Chaos.